Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. You know, fortune-telling is not a specialty of ours, but we can tell you right now that you'll say it was a mighty fortunate day for you when you visited your Kroger store to buy Kroger quality beef. What a tasty treat. Tender? Yes, ma'am. Delicious? You betcha. Why, it's just brimming with flavory rich juices, with delicious tenderness. Just think what a wonderful thrill it'll be for you to surprise your family with a thick, juicy steak or a crusty brown roast of beef. Or perhaps the folks at your house go for savory beef stew or boiled beef with horseradish. Well, no matter which main dish you choose, you'll find the delightful goodness of Kroger quality beef will please the entire family. Remember, Kroger quality beef is carefully selected from the best beef on the market today. And not only is it the best grade of beef available, it's priced for real thrift, too. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon, the only place you can buy it, and get Kroger quality beef. It's deliciously tasty and tender, and it's available now at your Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. It's the night of Madeline Dodge's party, and by 10:30 in the evening, there's gaiety and laughter in the fabulous Dodge mansion. In the main ballroom, Freddie plays the piano for 100 admiring guests, so no one notices that Professor Rogers and Penny Gibbs are suddenly missing. And in the library, the professor says,
Miss Gibbs, I won't keep you away from the party very long, but I brought you here into the library because I must explain something to you.
You don't have to explain anything to me, Professor Rogers. It's a lovely party, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is, thanks to Freddy.
You'd think these friends of Madeline's actually liked him, wouldn't you?
Well, don't they?
I wonder. Seems incredible to me that they take him into their circle the way they have. He doesn't belong, and they should know it.
Oh, he seems to get along with them all right. In fact, they seem to have let him take over the party and run it his way.
That's just it, Professor Rogers. I wonder if they aren't letting him have a free hand in their affairs just for the fun of it.
The fun of it?
I mean, I wonder if they aren't secretly laughing at him.
Oh.
His swaggering manner, his way of talking, his whole attitude.
It would be rather cruel of them. Freddie sincerely likes Miss Dodge and all her friends. And it isn't because they have money. He ignores that.
I know. And that's all the more reason I'd hate to see him hurt by any of them.
Well, he won't be, Miss Gibbs. Even if what you say is true, Freddie has a hard enough shell around him to withstand the blow.
Professor Rogers, the shell isn't so hard anymore. And I've done a lot to soften it.
I think that's good.
Yes, under normal conditions. But this isn't normal. There's something unnatural about Freddie's association with these people. Something unnatural about even my being here. I don't belong here any more than Freddie does.
Well, if you don't belong, Miss Gibbs, I certainly don't either.
Oh, but you're the guest of honor, Professor Rogers. This party's being given specially for you.
Do you know why?
It isn't necessary that I know why.
But I want you to know why. That's what I brought you in here to explain.
Please don't bother.
It bothers me that you don't know, Miss Gibbs.
It shouldn't.
But it does. You see, Miss Gibbs, and I think it's time I made this confession. You're the first person I've ever known who made me want to be liked. I know my treatment of you the last week or 10 days has hurt you. I've seemed to have avoided you, dropped you, purposely stayed away from you, all in preference for Miss Dodge. And that's not so.
I never gave it a thought, Professor.
Well, I've given a lot of thought, Miss Gibbs. I want you for a friend. And I want to be a friend of yours, a good friend. One you can count on and trust. And you can't trust me if I don't make my position clear.
You mean your position with me or with Miss Dodge?
Both. I think I've explained how I feel about you and how I want you to feel toward me. Now let me explain about Madeline.
Do you really think you have to?
I'd rather like to.
All right, if it'll make you feel better.
It'll clear up any suspicions you might have about me or my intentions and my reasons in being here. I was dragged into this, Miss Gibbs, almost forcibly.
That's rather hard to believe.
But it's the truth. I was as surprised as you to find out that I was to be guest of honor at this affair. I didn't know about it myself until Tuesday
of
this week.
Oh, Professor Rogers, really?
It's the truth, Miss Gibbs. All I knew was that I was invited to a party here Thursday night. I didn't even know it was going to be as large a thing as this. I think I'd have refused if I'd known I had to face 100 strange people.
Oh, this is beginning to sound more like you, Professor.
I get into stupid messes easily, don't I?
Oh, I wouldn't call this a stupid mess.
Oh, I do. You see, this whole thing is really my fault. I talked to Madeline about the experiment I'm trying to conduct and how I can't go any farther with it until I have a specially constructed laboratory. I'm afraid Madeline is going to donate the money for it.
Oh, she's sort of buying your favor, is that it?
Don't put it so bluntly, Miss Gibbs. It isn't quite that bad. The money goes to the university, and then the university gives me the laboratory.
But she's still doing it all for you.
Mostly for herself, don't you think?
Yes, but you'll pay too, Professor. She's going to obligate you so that you do.
I know that. And that's what worries me. How much of things like this will I have to put up with? How will I ever be able to do anything Madeline asked me to do?
Well, you could refuse the donation for your laboratory.
No, I can't do that, Miss Gibbs. That's up to the university. And there are other professors involved with the experiment, too. I can't let them down just to get away from a girl.
No, you can't.
Please, Miss Gibbs, don't laugh. It's serious.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh. And it is serious. I'm afraid that you're going to be involved with Madeline for some time.
Well, then, if I am, you'll understand.
Yes. But why it should really make any difference to you what I think, I don't understand.
Well, I don't know why either, Miss Gibbs, but it does just the same. I hope you won't mind.
No. No, in fact, I'm flattered. I didn't know that I was this important to you.
You're quite important to me. And I feel as if I've deserted you when perhaps you need some help. And I want you to know I haven't deserted you, not for a minute.
Well, I did think you turned away from me, Professor Rogers. And I was a little upset about it, but I didn't blame you much. I don't have much to offer, but Madeline Dodge is one of those people...
Oh, here you are, darling.
Oh, hello, Madeline.
Professor, you poor darling. Have you forgotten that you're the guest of honor here? All the others are looking for you.
They are?
Yes. They want to hear all about that experiment of yours. Oh, Miss Gibbs, you don't mind if I steal them from you, do you?
No, of course not, Miss Dodge.
It can't really be called stealing, though, can it?
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, darling, I'm sure you do. Wasn't the professor in here with you to tell you all about us?
Well, he did tell me some rather interesting things.
Oh, he did?
I told her how you're going to give the university all that money for
oh,
that.
Oh, darling, you know I'm not giving a dime to the university. I'm giving it all to you.
Well, yes, but I benefit by it.
Then I'm giving it to you. Wouldn't you say so, Miss Gibbs?
It really doesn't matter, does it, Miss Dodge? Not as long as the professor is able to work at his experiment.
Well, I'm quite sure I wouldn't be interested in the experiment if the professor and I weren't friends. And close and devoted friends. We are that, aren't we, darling?
Look, Madeline, you said the guests were looking for me. Maybe they're looking for both of us now.
Oh, let them wait. We're having a little party of our own right here, aren't we? It could be most entertaining if Miss Gibbs would only get into the spirit of it.
Well, I'm not quite sure what you'd like me to do, Miss Dodge.
Oh, just be yourself, Miss Gibbs. And as honest with us as the professor and I are being with you.
Madeline, I think we should go out and join the others.
Well, perhaps we should, darling. I think it's time the guests heard from Miss Gibbs.
Heard from me?
Madeline, please.
But, darling, you told me she had such a lovely voice.
She has.
Then we mustn't keep it from our guests. They're probably getting a little bored with Freddie's piano by now. They bore so easily, you know.
I'm sure Miss Gibbs didn't come here to sing, Madeline.
No, if you don't mind, Miss Dodge, I'd rather not.
Oh, but, darling, the guests are counting on it. I promised them that I'd have you here to sing for them.
Hey there, Madeline. Well, what are you hiding for, huh?
Oh, hello there, Freddie. How's the party going?
Oh, it's going great. But if any of those bums ask me to play that piano again, I think I'll throw the keyboard at them.
Oh, but Freddie, they love your piano so much.
Until they get bored, Miss Dodge?
Well, some of them don't appreciate Freddie's talent.
None of them do. Hey, Gibbsy, come on. You ain't met everybody yet, and I'll show you around.
No, thanks, Freddie.
Oh, not just yet, Freddie. It's time for Miss Gibbs to sing.
You going to warble, Gibbsy?
No, Freddie, I'm not.
Oh, but she is. We all have to contribute something to the party. I heard Miss Gibbs could sing rather well, so I thought we'd give her a try out here.
That's very generous of you, Miss Dodge, but I'm afraid I'll have to decline.
Hey, wait a minute. What goes on here, Madeline? You mean you invited Gibbsy to this party just to sing?
Well, now, I... Well...
Well, did you?
Well, frankly, yes. What other reason would I have for inviting her here?
Well, I'll be...
Oh, now, Freddie, let's face facts. Miss Gibbs certainly can't consider herself one of us.
No, I'll say she can't. And if she ever does, she ought to have her head examined. And don't you go saying us, either. Don't drag me into this thing. I'm on the outside looking in, too, just the same as Gibbsy is. What's more, I'm getting so I don't like much what I see.
Oh, Freddie, don't turn noble all of
Freddie,
a sudden.
Freddie, Miss Dodge doesn't mean it the way you're taking it. If you'll excuse me, I think I'll go.
No, no, Gibbsy, don't. Not yet, anyway.
No, Miss Gibbs, at least not until you've sung a few songs for us.
Gibbsy ain't singing for nobody. Least of all for those jerks out there that you call friends.
Now, Freddie...
Don't you Freddie me. I'm getting wise to you all of a sudden, Madeline. Now I see why you went for me, to get at the prof here. Well, you can have him.
Just a minute, everybody. I think we should drop this matter right now before someone is really hurt. I'm sure no one means any offense, but... There's...
Look, Prof, you're supposed to be a smart guy, and I'm supposed to be a dumb one. But I get wise to things around here before you do. Sure. Now I know what Madeline wanted with me. Now she comes right out and says why, and also why she wanted Gibbsy here, too. Well, if you ain't going to tell this dame where to get off, I am.
No, Freddie, don't say any more.
No, no, Freddie, this is going just a little
just
too...
Just a little too far, huh? Well, it ain't going far enough. Come on, Gibbsy. We're getting our coats and scrambling out of here.
Just a minute, Freddie.
You let me handle this, Prof. Look, Madeline, thanks for the party, see? Thanks for making me think that you was an all right dame. But what I'm really thanking you for is for coming right out and letting me know what a low-life, no-account you really are. And letting me know it before you hurt Gibbsy so she can't get over it.
Well, of all the ungrateful...
What do you know about being grateful, huh? You've never done anything for anything or anybody in your whole lazy, good-for-nothing life. And you never will, either. Money. That's all you got. Well, go and try and get along somewhere without it sometime and see what happens to you. Come on, Gibbsy, we're scrambling out of this joint. It's getting stuffy.
I'm sorry this happened, Miss Dodge.
Nah, not Gibbsy. You're not sorry at all. Come on, let's get out of this hole they call us.
Well.
I'm awfully sorry, Madeline.
Are you, Professor? Well, I'm not.
Oh, I'm sure you are. Wait here, I'll go get Miss Gibbs.
No, darling. No, darling, let her go. I'm glad this happened in front of you.
Well, the real reason for Penny's being invited to Madeline's party comes out at last. And will what Freddie did put him back in Penny's good graces? And what about Professor Rogers? Just where does he stand? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. There's nothing quite like a delicious beef dinner to welcome your family home from a day's work. And the best beef that's available on today's market is Kroger quality beef. Yes, Kroger quality beef is deliciously tender and juicy. And it's your 100% correct answer to what shall I have for dinner. Now is the time to serve the dinner that's sure to please everybody at your house. Now is the time to thrill your folks with a delicious beef dinner. Surprise them by serving boiled beef with a tangy horseradish sauce to enhance the goodness of savory meat. Delight them with roast beef that's crusty brown and juicy red. Or satisfy those vigorous appetites with a magnificently thick steak. Soon as you can, visit your Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef. Remember, Kroger quality beef is the very best beef you can buy today. Now your local announcer.